Day number 24, Splashovers of Hell. Read Psalm 91, verses 14 through 16. If the name Johnny Erickson Tada is widely known throughout much of North America, it is not because of her strong abilities as an artist, musician, or speaker, but because of her disability. She has been a quadriplegic for all but the first 16 years of her life, when she had a diving accident. Decades of living with her disability have discipled her into a woman of extraordinary wisdom and beauty, making her one of the foremost voices speaking into our culture concerning the role of pain and suffering in the human experience. I recently heard a radio broadcast in which Johnny shared a conversation she and her husband had one day as they drove home from a treatment center where she had just been treated for cancer. Here is the transcript of that portion of the broadcast. Quote, "My husband Ken was driving me home one day down 101 freeway after a visit to the chemo clinic. As we were driving, we were discussing how suffering is like a little splashover of hell, a little spoonful of hell come early, getting us thinking about and appreciating all that the Savior did to rescue us from that ultimate hell. And we talked about how suffering is, yes, a splashover of hell. It is awful. It's difficult. It's terrible. And then as we pulled up in the driveway and he turned off the ignition, we sat there for a moment and talked. Well, then what are the splashovers of heaven? We wondered. Are they those easy, breezy, bright days where birds are singing and everything is rosy? We paused for a moment, then decided, no, a splashover of heaven is finding Jesus in your splashover of hell. There's nothing more sweet, nothing more poignant and tender than finding Jesus in the midst of your hellish circumstances, because then and only then do we find him to be ecstasy beyond compare. We don't see that side of him apart from the adversity. But when we discover the Savior in the midst of our suffering, that is sweet.